The Environmental Protection Agency has released updated farm worker standards to provide health protections under the law similar to those already afforded to workers in other industries. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says it's been 20 years since the standards were updated.
The important thing to know is that these updates are a result of extensive public engagement and input. We're taking comment from a range of diverse concerns and perspectives during this process, and we're taking those concerns and perspectives into account in the design of this final rule. From federal, state, and local partners to farm worker communities, to farmers and growers, we've brought everyone into an open, transparent process for sharing these perspectives. These result in an updated standard that's in line with EPA's environmental justice efforts. The rule achieves this with common sense, practical solutions that will not disrupt agriculture or adversely impact our nation's farms.
Among the updated regulations are a requirement that all pesticide applicators be at least 18 years old, and having pesticide hazard information posted in both English and Spanish. U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez says the new rule was a cooperative effort.
This multifaceted approach that has led to the finalization of this rule has indeed involved several arms of the federal government, including the Labor Department, all working together. And it's not enough to articulate the rights and responsibilities as we've outlined today. It's equally important to ensure that workers know their rights and employers know their responsibilities.
McCarthy says they also worked closely with USDA in developing the rule, which she believes will be reasonable for farmers to implement.
I think you'll see from looking at the costs of this that the cost of not updating this is pretty high on farm workers, but the cost of implementing this is a very reasonable cost. For large farmers, we're talking about between $300 and $400, and for a smaller farm, it's half that. So we really think there's opportunities for us to work together to make sure that they're not losing their farm workers to illnesses, that they are understanding how we can work together to train them effectively, and we can keep putting food on the table in a way that allows the farming community to be successful all around.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.